Peace. Welcome to the Hoodoo Mama Apothecary Conjure Casting. This is a Fida evening, Friday evening. And we are still on the journey. So tonight's rumination has been on, at this particular moment, the Hoodoo Mama Wild Woman, the Wild Woman archetype. The archetype of women, the mythology, the cosmology of the womb. And on another Conjure Casting rumination, we got into the power of the initiator womb, the womb as initiation. Why we as women, Hoodoo Mamas, have such power because of our womb. All the levels equate to the same reality when we're holistic in our thinking, but whether we're approaching it from the mystical aspect, physical, in the sense of glandular, hormonal, it's power of birth, it's regenerative power, it's portal popping. Ness. And more has come from that. The rites of passage, the journey from your maiden to mother, when we stand in power as mother, in order to get there successfully, with your mind and power intact, you must maintain and remain and constantly affirm and authenticate through your ritual living, your wildness, your rawness, untamed, unashamed, unabashed. I was listening to one of my mentors, one of my guides, one of the women who, in my questing, in my journeying, has come to share some amazing, scrub for the shit that sometimes we're fed. And she utilized the word feral in her description pertaining to parts of the self that we must maintain for our success and our wealth. So shout out Dr. Portia. And it was like, ooh, that resonated, because when something is feral, it is wild. And then on another level, in terms of etymology, or just connecting deeper with syntax and language, the word, the iron, in its scientific identification, the Fe, iron. So feral, iron, mineral, rich. Not to be fucked with. And as we're on this journey toward ourselves, full remembrance and full capacity at full power during our initiation, our life's initiation, our womanhood journey, after you have experienced your innocence. Assaulted. Or we could say negated. I think that's more of a balanced view. But when you experience your innocence and your naivety being negated on the journey, you know, moving through in the tarot, the Fool, towards the High Priestess, also towards the Empress, you develop some tools. If you are to continue to remain in your right mind and in your power, of how to affirm who the fuck you are, what you are, you know, at your core. The wild woman. When we love and we burst forth, when we blossom into and through that energy of maiden, the first spring, or second, if you will. We're thinking about the Perranc Newt in terms of cycles and seasons and time, as we're planting ourselves constantly on this initiatory journey. In order to move forward in the cycle, as you're coming full circle into your essence and your power affirming after entering into the dark woods, it's a new moon. But as we know, the new moon's not visible to us from this particular vantage point. It's considered the dark moon because you have to dance and navigate and come to terms with your shadow. And that's that bitch. Yes. That powerful bitch. Beast mode. You know? The hunter. And as you are introduced to her in the mirror, you have developed some tools on navigating the survival of your power, the thriving of your power in its proper context, and what to do to maintain and protect it and affirm it in your everyday as masterfully as you can at whatever particular vibratory frequency you're operating on at that particular moment of the now. For those of us that know the journey of opening and connecting and then having to rebuild ourselves up again, the armaments that we wear are all shadow work. The majority of that is shadow work. When we think about Sazifu and Yasazia, we reclaim and remember what they label the jungle. That's where the shadow is at. Shadow's in the jungle. Mm-hmm. But what is a jungle? Bountiful, powerful, pristine, raw, materia medica. You gotta go get some fucking medicine. You discover some shit. You come out on the other side with the machete. You know? Nana. Oshun carries the mirror and the machete. You know? That's for a very, very important reason. And a subconscious level, what are ancestors, the science, universal science, universal law, universal visual manifestation, cosmology, it's right in your face. It's so beautiful, and it's communication. Because mirrors reflect light. And you need light. An inherent light navigating shadow, navigating the jungle. The dark night of the soul journey, which really manifests within our experience on a day to day, in a very literal way. We all experience it as night. The journey of Rarayet, you know, the rising sun, the setting sun, the full moon, the new moon. Our ability to discern what's what as we're cutting away weeds or assigning categorical terminology to our experience as weeds or harvest, what can be planted, what can be seeded, what must be then given back into the earth and put back into the bowels. What needs to be burned away to regenerate the soil? To prepare for the next season and cycle in preparation of And it's truly through that process that I'm coming to understand. That's where we discover more concentrically, authentically who we are, what we are, what tools we have. And we're called to question, what you gonna do? Although I haven't really discussed publicly my connection with Ishel from the Mayan Aztec pantheon, her energy has been popping lately in my experience. Visitations heavy, visions heavy, and one of them had to do with embracing the shadow, that face that you've been programmed to be afraid to see, you know, that hasn't been given proper context, because this, in the right appropriate sense of the word, is gnarly. It's feral. It don't give a fuck. It will engulf and feast on you, or on what it's directed to. And it's so powerful and proper. But another cosmology or connection to her Ishel's manifestations on Asazi-Fu and the Asazi-El and the Earth Mothers, or in connection to, I should say, is the moon phases. The maiden, the mother, the crone. The stages of matriarch embodiment. So I think that, I feel rather that I'll continue to howl out and call out to those Hoodoo women who this resonates with, those wild women who this resonates with, to affirm the power of your shadow, to invoke your feral nature. Even if you're in the process of navigating that and you only have allowed yourself through vibrational frequency or what you have created with your vibrational frequency or whatever lessons have created or guided you to where you are at this particular moment, if it's even just a pocket, if you even can only do it in the night or the evening or the day, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, consciously, affirm it, because on the subconscious level, that work is already being done. You just have to syncopate your hemispheres and your dimensions. And it feeds you. She feeds you. She nourishes you as you nourish and align and embrace her power. Affirm your particular vibratory frequency manifestation of her in flesh and earth and clay, and this enshrined living space, these enshrined living spaces. So yeah, affirm her. For me personally, I've been navigating, and shout out to Sister Kalinda Laveau, amazing wild woman and reader. Voodoo woman, voodoo priestess, because part of what was shared with me from that was the connection of returning back to center, to the self beyond what people try to cast onto you, you know? And there's a connection with that, with your undomesticatedness, your feral nature. You're not housed in someone else's perception. There's no dome over you trying to tame you. So I've been really connecting back with that as I have been actually also navigating, spending more time returning back to my hometown and navigating more with my own blood clan, you know. Navigating that experience. and things have been called to be dealt with, remembered, put into their proper context. And a lot of that for me is about remembering and honoring the power of that unbridled, you know, its manifestation in my own experience, on my own journey, my womb initiatory experience. Because I was wild. You know, running, jumping, climbing, experiencing, full adventure, enthusiast, and still am, but reclaiming that more so. And those are just words to express a zest for life, and not having a problem expressing the curiosity of what challenges question, you know, call forth in you. Like, oh yeah, how can I do that? Oh, okay. Yeah, that would work. You know, strategy. Creative strategy, creative thinking. Intelligence. But I think, like most of us, as we enter into our rites of passage as mothers and have allowed ourselves on some extent to feel the pressure of, if to not fully have been, you allowed it to form you in some way or shape you in your domestication, you know, you it's encouraged for you to self-sacrifice parts of that energy under the misconception of an auspiciousness and self-sacrifice and taming the very essence of you that battles for you is your warrioress that knows how to break some shit down and build it up. And through that, we can really lose some fuel. I think, honestly, that's what a lot of postpartum depression is about. And my Huda mamas, let me know what y'all think about this. You know, I'm open for the communication to, you know, to share part of our medicines. So yeah, hoodoofortheHood@gmail.com if you want to share or even come on and talk and share what some of your healing medicines are in your journey. But I feel that is the majority, honestly, of what postpartum depression is about. Because yes, we can get into it medically in terms of hormones and what's happening in the body at that level. But that's connected to the vibrational frequency of whether or not and how you are mentally and spiritually processing your initiatory experience into motherhood. And are you being called to self-sacrifice? You know, because the majority of the time, and it's some fucked up shit, and I'm not gonna say it's everywhere, because there's plenty of beautiful experiences that women are having, birthing and having support and in their magic and in their power. There's a plethora of that. But there is also still something that needs tending to, that needs to be put right in its proper place. Even if it was just, you know, 3 cases, that's still too many. The power that we're navigating, what we're talking about, which is our womb initiation and this world's acknowledgement and due respect to it, first with our own affirmation of what we accept for ourselves and what we allow, you know, our progenitors to accept for themselves. So standards really is what I'm talking about. But on the whole, it's not in its proper context. After a woman gives birth, after she is initiated, you know, after her portal has been popping, activated, and in this particular way, all rights are due. Needs tended to, no question. Time and space to navigate the dimensional shifts of consciousness, the spiritual initiation that has been undergone, without any added bullshit pressures about anything. No stress. So yeah, some people may say that's ideal or whatever, but fuck that. That's how it should be. So, because of the pressures that we are experiencing and may face, at that particular time, postpartum depression arises because we're having to self-sacrifice. We're being chipped away at. Sometimes we're doing it to ourselves by our own programming and conditioning, or our lack of an ability to express what we need. And also at another level, just our the sense of the vulnerable, the open space, literally, that's there. Talk about empathic, please. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh man, open. So, you know, as we go through that, and then we have that experience, and then we're, our perception, based upon where your perception is at, you could spend some time trying to navigate what you're even experiencing. You know, hormonal, emotional, all the, which is all, you know, a piece of the larger context of what I've already, you know, have been ruminating on. But that not only shapes us, that then shapes our progeny, our legacy. So it's intentional. And it's with intention that we must have an awareness of that time, you know, because of its power. But a lot of us, at that point, what can happen, what sometimes happens, is that there's superseding, or a receding. And the things that we should be cutting away, or that are transformed through the process that we're meant to spend time with, you know, in our shrine, in our sanctuary, at our altar space. And in that moment, also literally the altar space of body, of being, of womb. That's the time when we're meant to do that. And when we're not able to, there's a literal cutting. There's an auric cutting, you know, that occurs. A leakage. And what that can do is, you know, cause some trauma, some sense of damage. Albeit temporarily, because we know also how we can be on the mend. Like that, it can be instantaneous in terms of activating your healing power and your perception and your consciousness. But from what I have heard and my own personal experience, as we go through that, and if we have manifested a reality in which we're experiencing that, it's part of the call, you know, like in the Sangomahood, you know, it's the challenge. The healing challenge that must be faced that must be conquered, that must be put in its proper context, put into law, put into alignment. Love, you know, having that love of self, preservation. Like, no, I'm not going to let you take anymore. I'm not going to let you take any more than I'm willing to give. And this is what I require right now. So, get to it. You know. So, that's a moment, that's a triggering moment where the shadow has to assert some things. If you're not already in this position or place or you're coming into or the process is about you learning how to do that, the shadow's like, hold up, wait a fucking minute, what you doing, boo? And I can speak from my own manifestation that, you know, I experience or I'm seeing right now. It's like coming out with her nail file and shit, like, what you doing? You know, do I really gotta assert this shit for you like this? Or you know how to handle that? You know, what's my motherfucking marching orders to get shit in order? So either way, that is a moment in which that transmutation of being is called. That is an initiatory experience. And when it's put in its proper context as such, we begin to see exactly the power we have and what we're being called to do in reality and how to wield, how to shield, and how to create our own queendom, our own dome, not being domesticated, but structuring and aligning with the most opulent energy possible that will affirm what we require. So that's a lot of what tonight's rumination has been about. Wildness. Shadow work. New moon, dark moon. Tending the soil. Especially when we are in the phase of our initiatory process, where we have been or are birthing children. And this applies to business, you know, because your business, it is something of your own creating that you have birthed, that you have manifested. So you can apply the innumerable wisdom on many different levels. But specifically tonight, we're speaking about when you have birthed life or have been in the initiatory process of your place of power and creation, your womb, holding the physical and activating its matriarch, architect, you know, piecing together a being. The intelligence, okay? People hype about a fucking 3D printer. It's amazing. I want one. I'm going to have one. I desire one. I'm manifesting one. It's just waiting for me. But we get excited about the possibilities of a 3D printer, right? Because, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool as shit, just the things that we can do and manifest and create with that, with ease. But are we really understanding the dimensional printing biochemical technical, logical device that we carry, of our womb, of our house of creation, and not as an instrument for somebody else, as an instrument of power, as an actual throne upon which you sit. So, y'all know. We are definitely fertile ground. Just as the seeds in our life need the sunlight, need the sunshine, they also need the shadow. And there's great lessons there. And this is Afia Nkoso Kuwato Brachuo sharing with you some ruminations on the womb initiatory process and what comes through from my Okrawa, my Nana, my Ori, the honorable ancestors, the Nanoman Samafo, and self. Because, we're each creating, so this is part of what my creating, co-creative intelligence has felt to express and communicate. Holla at me. HoodooForTheHood@gmail.com. This has been the Hoodoo Mama Apothecary Conjure Casting Afia Evening. Again, riding them waves from midnight to dawn, navigating my own shadow, and loving the jewels and the minerals and the gold it's laden with. Peace and power. This is a PS note. And navigating with the shadow, a lot of rituals you can do. A very simple one. You have water and earth, and just to give some offering and libation. You can do that at your altar. You can create a pot. You can activate a cauldron. You can have a plant and offering it some water. But connect with that soil. Acknowledge its embracing of shadow and light and its necessary receptivity to both. And nourish both with the water. This allows you to cleanse your consciousness, your mind. You can also cleanse and use this water on your womb, on your crown. But it's cleansing and nourishing and affirming of that darkness, while also its receptivity and interdependence with, for lack of better terms, we'll call light. All right, now peace.
put in work, I'm always sticking to the